this hospital that I originally took the position in, they're a great hospital. I've heard great things about them. And I've spoken to people firsthand who have given birth there, people who have worked there. And it just, it breaks my heart. I wish I could be there right now. But at the same time, I'm also so, so, so grateful.
Giving birth is one of the most significant events of your life. Sadly, the joy that you should feel can often be replaced with anxiety and helplessness instead. As a labor and delivery nurse, I'm revealing insider information to educate you, reassure you, and decrease your fear. In this podcast, you'll hear empowering birth stories and experts weigh in on a range of topics. Being Jewish also has me exploring Judaism's influence on the reproductive experience. However, I speak to anyone wishing to navigate their journey with more joy and confidence. I'm your host, Chani Fingerer, and you're listening to the Happy Birthway Podcast.
Friends, if you wear wigs, then you need to hear this. I found a hatful called the Hustle Wig, which was created for busy moms, the long days at work, and everything in between. They make looking good and wearing a wig simple. Their hatful wigs are lined with a breathable jersey fabric, no combs, no clips, and it is literally the most comfortable wig that I have ever worn. Their wigs are some of the most affordable wigs that you can get. They're made from 100% human hair. Now get this, they offer free shipping and exchanges if you order online, as well as no restocking fee if returned. Plus, right now they have a special promotion going on called the Duo Try-On. Order any two wigs to try on in the comfort of your own home while only putting down a deposit for one. Use code TRYON at checkout. They also have lots of customizable options. Go to thehustlewig.com. That's thehustlewig.com. You can also check out their Instagram, The Hustle Wig. And as usual, all of this info will be in my show notes.
Welcome to episode 73 of the Happy Birthway Podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to you, and welcome back to me. I've not been here in a really, really long time, and it is for good reason. It was unexpected that I stopped putting out episodes at the time that I did, but so much of life got in the way, and I'm going to give you a little bit of an update of what's been going on. I am no longer living in Waterbury, Connecticut. If you follow me on Instagram, you also know that I have moved, and although I haven't announced it yet on Instagram, I will tell you all here that I have made it to Boca Raton, Florida. I actually just got out of the pool after a lovely swim, and it's evening time, and it's a little bit cooler tonight, although even at night, many nights tend to be super hot and humid here, but I'm so grateful to be here. It was a really, really long journey getting here. This has been years in the works, and there were so many things that had to line up with me selling my house in Waterbury and finding the right house here in Boca, and so many other variables that had to fall into place, like kids' schools, etc. And it's hard to believe that I actually finally made it here. Now, there are some more updates in my life, which it's so funny for me to be updating you on my life. This is a podcast that is geared toward childbirth education, those who want to learn more about birth and women's health. And here I am giving you updates on my own life. But apparently, many of you care and have emailed me, reached out to me on Instagram, and I've even bumped into some of you listeners here in Boca Raton, which is just so wonderful. It's really nice. It feels like I came here knowing people that I didn't know that I knew. But back to my life updates. So another crazy, crazy, crazy thing that is happening right now in my life is that I am no longer currently working as a labor and delivery nurse. I am no longer currently working actively in the hospital with birth, whether it be as a nurse or in a labor support capacity. I'm no longer doing that. And it feels like a part of me has been ripped out. And it every time I talk about it, I just get this like pit in my stomach because I went to nursing school to become a labor and delivery nurse. And when I graduated, in my mind, that was all I was ever going to do for the rest of my life. And I remember those first few years, anyone who left labor and delivery to go work in another specialty, to go become a school nurse or a NICU nurse or whatever have you, I judged them. I did. I judged them. Like, how in the world can you leave birth? We are so lucky. We have the best job in the whole wide world. And I still believe that, by the way, even though I'm not working currently in labor and delivery. But I felt like we have the best job in the whole wide world. How can you let that opportunity slip through your fingers? Until I entered into this phase of my life, there were several different factors that influenced this decision that I made right now. And it was a very deep and heavy decision to make. It was not easy. And so let me backtrack a little bit. I originally took a position in Florida, in Boca Raton, in a very well-regarded hospital. I was really excited. However, one little caveat was that I was offered less pay. And not just a little bit less pay. Like you might say, well, Florida doesn't have income tax. No. I was offered $20 an hour less pay here. $20 an hour less pay. And it kind of made me upset just to think about how and this hospital, by the way, I have to say, this hospital has a reputation for being of the more higher paying hospitals on top of that. So when I was offered the pay that I was offered, it just made me think, wow, and there are nurses that are working for even less than that. And it did make me pretty upset to think that nurses are not as valued here in this state if they're getting paid so little. That's all it could be. What else could it be? There are other industries here in Florida where the pay is really great. But industries such as nursing, teaching, social services, unfortunately, those industries have a reputation. They're notoriously paid very little here in Florida. And let me tell you, it's not consistent with cost of living because my cost of living in Waterbury, Connecticut was a lot lower than it is here in Boca Raton, Florida. And the cost of living is only growing. The inflation rates in South Florida, I recently read, are one of the highest inflation rates in the entire United States. And that's partially due to the fact that so many people are migrating down here because there are great things to be said for the quality of life here. But with that comes inflation costs. And it's not consistent with cost of living. So, I mean, that was one thing that factored into my decision to leave the hospital at this time. It wasn't the only thing by far, but I realized that I would have to work a lot more in order to make up for what I was losing out on with the lower pay. And it's really sad to think, like, this hospital that I originally took the position in, they're a great hospital. I've heard great things about them. And I've spoken to people firsthand who have given birth there, people who have worked there. And it breaks my heart. I wish I could be there right now. But at the same time, I'm also so, so, so grateful that I took a job, which I took a fulfilling job that I'm going to tell you about in a minute. But I'm so grateful that I was able to get a job where I'm able to work remotely from home. I'm able to be home every single evening, be home every single Sunday, and be there for my kids and be there for this major life transition right now that we're going through. And thankfully, this is not a boring job. I took a position in a pharmaceutical company. I'm going to be a patient liaison, which means I'm going to be helping patients access the specific medications that this company makes. This is a company that makes ultra-rare disease medications. So these patients sometimes take a really long time just to get diagnosed. And then because the medication is so expensive, there are often many barriers to the patients actually receiving the medication. And that's going to kind of be my job. I'm going to be, you know, one of the first points of contact with the patients. And I am looking very forward. I know someone that's very close to me that actually used to work in this capacity. And it was a great, fulfilling job. And so I am very excited. However, this pharmaceutical company does not specialize in obstetric medications. This is a medication that actually sometimes pregnant or postpartum women are placed on because they may have the one of these diseases as well. But, and sometimes actually one of the diseases, just little caveat, it presents as preeclampsia for the patient either at the end of pregnancy or in postpartum. And then when it escalates out of control, it's a mystery to the doctors. And sometimes it ends up that this patient receives a diagnosis for one of these ultra rare diseases.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
But anyway, so yeah, I'm not going to be working in obstetrics currently, and it breaks my heart, but here's what I realized. I realized that I'm replaceable at work. As much as that's hard to swallow, I am replaceable at work. Where I'm not replaceable, though, is in my home. In my family, I'm not replaceable to my children. I'm not replaceable to my husband. And it's taken a lot of thought and introspection and strength for me to take this step back and decide that I am going to take a break for now. You know, birth is amazing, and it releases so much adrenaline in me. I love the unknown. I love the excitement. I'm almost addicted to it. Maybe I am addicted to the just that cortisol rush, that stress, the adrenaline release. And here I'm in a place where there's peace. There's just, it's quiet. The job is predictable. I actually can go to the bathroom when I need to, and I can have a proper full lunch break, which is crazy to think. I'm just not used to it. It's been 9 years of not having that. And it's hard for me. It's hard for me to sit in the stillness of it. It's hard for me not to constantly be rushing, be running, either preparing for the next shift or getting back home and being exhausted and having to catch up on all the things that I missed out doing that day because I was working an entire shift and just a really hectic, busy cycle. It's really hard for me to sit in this stillness, in this peace, in this quiet. And at the same time, I'm so excited. I am so excited. So I'm going to be telling you more about this, hopefully, in the coming episodes. But, and this is the dun-da-da-dun, but I am not leaving childbirth through my education portals, namely Instagram and this podcast. I am going to continue to educate you on childbirth. I'm going to continue to interview women on their birth stories and to interview experts. And this is going to be my consolation prize, if you will, where I'm still going to be able to be present in people's lives in the birth arena, without actually actively working in the hospital. And every time I say without actually actively working in the hospital, I can't even describe to you that feeling of like, it's like FOMO. It's like, I know that it's going on right now and I know that I'm good at it and that I can contribute so much and that it can be so awesome if I worked right now. And yet I know that my place right now is not in the hospital. And truly, it's humbling. It's really, really humbling. Because I'll be honest, I really attributed part of my identity to doing this, to doing all the birth work that I do. And I guess it's healthy to an extent, but it's an identity crisis that I'm having now. And so if any of you can gain any inspiration from this, if you're in a place where you are conflicted as to where your role is in life and you're feeling in your gut, you're feeling intuition that you have to be in one place, even though it means sacrificing another place, I hope that you gain some strength from me telling you where I'm at right now. And I'm looking forward to lots of great episodes coming up in the future weeks and months. Full disclosure, the Chagim are coming up, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and I started this new job that is a 9-to-5 job, actually 8:30 to 5. So with all the unpacking that I'm still doing, my house still has boxes, and every time I put so much effort and work into it, and then I still feel like I have so many boxes and I just took care of a drop in the bucket. But I may have to wait until after the Chagim to start releasing the next episodes. I do have some great interviews stored up that I did months back before I took this hiatus that I hope to release soon. And if you're in the Boca area or in the South Florida area and you bump into me, can you please say hi? I love getting feedback from you guys. Actually, funny story. I'll tell it to you another time. But I became really good friends with a follower who's also a labor and delivery nurse who happened to have moved at the same time as me around the corner from me. You know who you are. I am hoping and wishing and praying for you all to have a Shana Tova, a Kasiva V'Chasima Tova, a Goke Bench Yar. May this year bring us salvation, happiness, joy. If you are pregnant, may your pregnancy go well. If you are postpartum and struggling to adjust to everything, may your adjustments go well. May your babies be healthy. May your labor and childbirth go well. No matter how it turns out, may you be satisfied from the experience. And I would be remiss if I didn't thank all of you, my dear listeners, for sticking with this and coming back here together with me to see what this coming year is going to bring in the Happy Birthway podcast.
Thanks for tuning into the Happy Birthway podcast. Head over to Yoledet Academy on Instagram to continue the conversation. You'll find the link in the episode show notes, as well as links to any additional resources, products, and services mentioned here. If you love listening to this show, you can help it grow by sharing it with your friends and rating and reviewing it. To stay in the loop when new episodes are released, make sure to subscribe. Remember that your health needs are unique and require individualized medical advice. The podcast is not a replacement, and some of the information may not be appropriate for your specific circumstances. My mission is to educate you so that you can confidently collaborate with your healthcare team. I believe that a healthy mom and healthy baby are simply not enough. We also need a happy mom with an empowering birth experience.